Let's try again. Chananya, Ben Shlamia. The Talmid and the Rav of Yosef Besudoso, they were sitting in a meal of a Ko'ilai Rav Amnuna, Saba. Rav Amnuna, the elder, was serving him. Omer Leizel Chazi, go and have a look. Imaktish Yoimo. Have a look, please. Imaktish Yoimo. If it's ready, Kodish Yoimo. Go and have a look. Nafsik, we will stop. Stop means, says the Rashbam, we will collapse the table. Vinik Ve'e, and reinstate our meal. That means we'll bench. And start again, l'shabbos. We have to now make a meal, l'kavod Shabbos. Otherwise, it won't be called a Shabbos meal. Amaluhu, so he said, Yumia, who is it? Rav Nuna Saba said to them, you don't need to do that. You do not need to be kaveya a meal afresh, l'kavod Shabbos, because every Shabbos meal is Shabbos l'kavod nafsho. Shabbos meal is an automatic Shabbos meal. You just eat it, it's a Shabbos meal. How do I know that? How do I know that Shabbos meal is automatically a Shabbos meal? Domar Rav, because Rav said, I'm taking a raya from somewhere else. How do I know? Because Rav said regarding something else completely. Then what did Rav say? Shem Shabbos Kivasa Maase, just like Shabbos is Kivasa Maase, just like Shabbos. With regards to Maase, Hafrosh is Maase. If you're eating a Dabba Arai, if you're eating something Arai, there must be a better word than this, but haphazardly, meaning not as a proper meal, but just eating
a snack.
Okay.
Hefkairis.
Huh?
Hefkairis.
No. Hefkairis is like.
You can just
as you want. Snack is pretty close, 100%, but pretty close. You're not eating it as a meal, but rather as a. As an RI. Yeah. Huh?
Appetizer?
No, also that. Some words maybe you can't translate in English. Also, edel. How do you translate edel in Yiddish, in English? Nah. It doesn't have
dasel.
Dasel. What does dasel mean?
No.
Edel.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, dasel is like
what? It's a good word.
Top. Anyway, that wasn't the point of the shit. And so Mela, all right means that he's not eating as a proper meal. A snack is pretty good. Let's go with snack. So if he's eating something as a snack, so you're allowed to eat something as a snack without having a froshes from his maises. But once Shabbos comes in, it's not a snack anymore. Why? Because now it's Shabbos meal. And Shabbos meal is a choshva meal, so it's not a snack. Not snacking at a Shabbos meal, eating a choshva food. So later, once Shabbos comes in, you cannot eat it anymore without it having had a choshva trimus and maises. So when Shabbos comes in, stop, no more, alright, can't eat that. Right. So what do we see from there? We see from there that Shabbos automatically makes what you eat into Shabbos meal. Automatically, right? Kach Shabbos kivas the kiddush. Whatever you eat will be a Shabbos food, says the Rashbam. The Rav wasn't speaking about Rav Hamnuna's din. Rav wasn't coming to tell me that you should know you don't have to set up a table to cover Shabbos. Rav was talking about whether you're allowed to eat before kiddush. Says Rav, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Why? Because you're not allowed to eat the Shabbos food before Kiddush. But says Rav Amnuna, I see from the fact that you're not allowed to eat when Shabbos comes in, because it's already a Shabbos meal. Therefore, you don't need to clap your table and put it afresh, because it's automatically a Shabbos meal.
But the Kiddush included in that? That you don't need to make Kiddush?
No, you have to make Kiddush because you're not allowed to eat before eating a Shabbos meal. So you'll have to make Kiddush. You'll be first. He holds a Shmuel.
He was like
Shmuel. Says Rashba. Domar Rav Kishim, let's see the Gemara one more time. Domar Rav Kishim, Shukavat Shabbos, Kivat the Maisa, Kach Shabbos, Kivat the Kiddush. So, says Rashba. They slept at the meal till chasheicho. So we don't know what chasheicho means. That's chasheicho mean. Laila, does chasheicho mean shkia? We don't know. Let's leave that open for the timing. Ve'nafsik ba'akir shulchan. Let's stop the meal, meaning stop the meal, not let's make kiddush. Let's stop the meal. We have to bench, collapse the table, or collapse the table and bench, because that's how they used to do it. And they make a new meal on the covered Shabbos. B'shabbos or l'shem Shabbos. So he said, You don't need to collapse the table. Shabbos is kiveh for itself. That means the sudoso. Shabbos will tell you its meal is Shabbos meal. The machashi says leinu lechu me'ato b'loy kiddush. Now, since Shabbos asks us from eating from now on without Shabbos, from our kiddush, ein lecha hefsek godri mizeh. You don't have a bigger break than that. Umi'atzmo sudas Shabbos chashiva nivdelis m'sudas chayu. From already, automatically, umi'atzmo means automatically, the sudas Shabbos is considered separated from sudas chayu. That means, says Rashbam, since the halacha is at a certain time, you're not allowed to eat. And after that, you make kiddush, then you can eat. So that's already enough of a break saying, this is now my Shabbos meal. But Dailachem reprises map of a kiddush. Why do you know that? Because Rav said, Kishem Chekevasamai, Sapirish. Achilles Ari de Shabbos, Chashvi Oisei Keva. Alright, eating a snack on Shabbos is considered a kavuah. Regarding what? Lemaisa. Regarding a fresh lemaisa. Sechel beitza. Why? Mishum dava oinuk. Because it's a oinuk. I feel it's a discussion, dido. Since it's an oinuk, even a discussion, dido. Even a slightest suda, a snack, is keva. Is considered keva. You're not allowed to eat on Shabbos, even a snack. From tefillah, from produce that hasn't had a gemar melacha. And you can't eat some erev Shabbos unless you tithed it from erev Shabbos. So it says, Rab, kishem shekivas ma'isa kach kivas kiddush she'osen litim achi kaddish alma mishachashicha hichashuva achilas Shabbos melo. So Rashbam saying like this, just like Maisa tells me it's Keva. Why? Because it's now a Shabbos meal, it's Keva. So too, it's Keva, it's a Kiddush, meaning you're not allowed to eat until you do Kiddush.
So what's the pshat in the word Keva?
Keva means it can't be treated as a snack.
It's not Kavua.
Oh, what does it mean here? Kach Keva, it's a Kiddush.
No.
Keva as Keva.
Keva usually, Keva we say something which is all the time happening. It's different touch.
Yeah. Keva means also to fix something. For instance, a Toshav Keva. There's Toshav Arai and Toshav Keva in Ivrit. Toshav Arai.
Permanent.
Toshav Arai, right. Toshav Arai means it's just you're here for a stay. And Toshav Keva means you've got permanence to you.
So why the Onik Shabbat makes it permanent? Snack becomes permanent.
And snack means you're just eating as a buy, as a on the go.
Shabbos it's
on
not.
The go, right? That's what Arai is.
Yeah.
Keva, Sudas Keva means I'm not eating as on the go. I mean I'm sitting down to eat. I'm making a certain fixture here.
You might working on Shabbos and eating garinim.
Right.
So what is it?
So since it's not just eating a snack, I'm eating something choshev. So we can't treat it as just I'm just having it on the go. This is something as you're right. It's a chiddush. We're saying it's as if you're sitting down to eat.
Awesome.
Right. Okay. It's as if you're sitting down to eat. It's got such a chashivas to it. It's as if you're sitting down to eat.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So the truth in the Rashbam itself. There seems to be like 2 points here. I'm not 100%, I haven't got to the bottom of it. 2 points to it. On the one hand, the Rashbam says, how do we know you don't need to put a new table out? Why don't you need to put a new table? Says the Rashbam in Divrei Maslow, the Shabbos Yikov Anasha, how do I know you don't need to put a new table? Because you've had the break. And that's good enough. You've had the break, it's good enough. Says the Rashbam, since I asked you to eat, that's a great break. You don't need anything more than that. Right? Sancheini in the next Rashbam, he seems to be saying more, like we were saying yesterday, that it's more direct. You're eating a Shabbos meal. Shabbos is kivah l'nafsho, just like you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, because it's a Shabbos meal. So it's what you're eating is a Shabbos meal. Why do I need to now decide that I'm doing it a cup of Shabbos? It is a Shabbos meal. Haraya, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. It's automatically a Shabbos meal. So this Rashbam, the second Rashbam, seems to be saying...
Well, the second Rashbam seems to be explaining the first Rashbam. That's how it's fitting my head together.
But they're not,
the break is because you're not allowed to eat because of Kiddush, and you're not allowed to eat because of Kiddush because it's now...
A Shabbos meal.
Because of the Oneg.
Because it's a Shabbos meal.
Because it's a Shabbos meal.
Yeah.
So it's the second one...
So why did he need the first one then? Why did he need the first one? Why do you need Ein Chayav Segel in there? It's a Shabbos meal, so why do you need to clap your table? If you're saying it's a Shabbos meal, I think this is what Motta was bothered about yesterday. If you're saying it's a Shabbos meal, that's what we're learning out from Maisa, it's a Shabbos meal. Now don't need to come on to Ein Chayav Segel in Mizeh. It's simply a Shabbos meal because Shabbos told me it's a Shabbos meal. What did Yudha say? Yudha said the person has to go out and decide and declare that this is a Shabbos meal. That's what he has to do. And while we say, no, it's an automatic Shabbos meal. You see that if somebody's eating Arai, when they have Shabbos, come Shabbos, it's awesome. Why? Because it's a Shabbos meal. So you see, it's automatically a Shabbos meal. So I don't need to declare it as a Shabbos meal. So why does Rashbam have to say in the first Rashbam, the Einuch Vahefse Godim is there. There's no greater Hefse than that. Doesn't seem necessary. I've got it all from the second Rashbam. They're just like, Shabbos is Kivas for Maisa, so Shabbos is Kivas for Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat because it's a Shabbos meal. And you also don't need to declare it's a Shabbos meal. Because Shabbos automatically declares it's a Shabbos meal.
All eating here is called Shabbos, right?
Just give me a second.
Just saying they're eating after it becomes that time. That's what
if you look in Rashi, for instance, he doesn't say the first part of the Rashbam. In Rashi, yeah, Rashi at the top. He doesn't say that extra Rashbam, the Rashbam adds in that Inuch HaHefzeg Godim is there. Just simply that it's Mivdeles. You are eating a weekday meal and now you're eating a Shabbos meal. And the Shabbos is Kivaz for that. Sha'osa litim ha'chei kadosh. Alma mitchecha sheikha yichashuba su the Shabbos meal.
So is he saying there's no greater? Does that mean that even Birka, this is even greater than Birka Hamazon?
Yeah. So, the whole point of Reb Yehuda was to end the weekday and start the Shabbos meal.
That's why you have to sit your Kanah Mazon.
Yeah. And now I'm starting Shabbos meal. And says Rabbi, I've forgotten his name already. So what? Says Rav anyway, they're not allowed to eat when Shabbos comes in. Why? Because you're eating a Shabbos meal. Whatever you're eating is a Shabbos meal. So you're not allowed to eat when Shabbos comes in. So Mamela, that's enough already.
You can do all the ceremony you
that's
want.
That's enough already.
The fact that there's an
I don't need a ceremony. It's kind of Shabbos.
Or not eat. What's the greater hefzik
look,
than that?
That's what the Rashbam says to begin. You're
okay,
right.
Okay.
I say I don't know why you need that statement. Mm-hmm. Let's say there's not great hefzik. I don't need a hefzik. I need to eat a Shabbos meal. This is a Shabbos meal.
Well, you need the hefzik. You're talking about hefzik because it's you're going against the Talmid of the Rav who wanted to take the table away.
Right. So why did they want to take the table away? Because they held that you have to declare the Shabbos meal afresh.
Right.
And he's saying, you don't need
have
it.
To.
It's automatic.
That's right.
So I don't need to say that Inuch HaHefzeg Godim is there. It's an automatic declaration. You're eating your meal, an automatic declaration. From now on is already a Shabbos meal.
It's interesting.
Like Rashi says, I don't know why the Rashbam adds in the extra.
It's a little
extra
color, Rashbam. Maybe.
Yeah, but it seems to be a bit unnecessary.
It seems interesting that the Tommy Day of Rav don't even know Rav's holding
office.
Alright.
Now we have the same over here. Same we had in Dafkuf Gimel on the base. Also, Talmid HaDrav said, let's have a cup of wine and let's go and eat. And they said, Sicha, Rav said, once you've read, say, let's finish, you're not allowed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Talmid and the Rav don't know everything of the Rebbe. Right? It's a learning process. And Hamnon HaSaba, whoever it was, went ahead and told. So, I have an R on the Rashbam at the moment now. I don't have a Pshat in that middle Rashbam. And the Pshat that Rashbam is saying here in Rashi, that's the Pshat in the Sugya, that you see from Maisa, that what you eat is a Shabbos meal. We see also by Shabbos that you're not allowed to have Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush because of that. So Mela, he was saying therefore you don't need to declare that this meal is a Shabbos meal. Work in progress, could be that we'll find another Pshat in the Rashbam. Let's carry on the Gemara a little bit more. Oh, somebody asked, one of the members of the Shia asked, so who was Rav Amnuna, I always forget his name, I feel bad.
Saba.
It was Rav Amnuna Saba? Yeah, Rav Amnuna Saba. Who was Rav Amnuna Saba following? He was not going to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, you have to take away the table. He's not going to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to continue eating. So he held Rabbi Yishmael, and he held Rabbi Yishmael, and Mordechai at the back speaks this all out. I'll just read out to you. You cover over the bread, and that's good enough. Okay? So that's that. So they thought they could infer from Rav Amnuna's din, ki eicha dekava lekiddush, just like for kiddush, you stop eating, right? And make kiddush, so too, kach kava l'avdolah. You have to also buy avdolah. If in the middle of Yishal Shudis, you have to stop eating and make a avdolah. So Rashbam, any Rashbam on this? Kach kivaz v'avdolah. Kach yitzi also, when Shabbos leaves, kivas avdolo. If it establishes it, now is the time for avdolo. Shem yoshan al hashulchan. If you were sitting by the table, vechashicha, and became dark, v'motzi Shabbos, also lechoil, it's forbidden to eat, ad sheyavdilu, until you've done avdolo. V'afal pishalev sikus sudoson, even though you haven't finished your meal yet. You spread over a cloth in Duavdolo. Shabbos leaving forbids you to eat it. And it is Kuvea, meaning that now establishes you have to do Avdolo. Very good question. So it says Rabbi Shua, let's just say over what the Rashbam was saying first. They thought that just like Gabi Shabbos coming in, there's a din that you're not allowed to eat. So when Shabbos leaves, you're not allowed to eat until you do Avdolah. So I'm in the middle of the meal. Doesn't matter. Do Avdolah in the middle of the meal.
So the food changes.
The Rashbam says the words Peres Mapo. The Bach takes out the words Peres Mapo.
Oh.
Right? Mm-hmm. The Shaila is, what's the machlikas here? Why, whether you do have the gifts or don't have the gifts of Peres Mapo. So who remembers the reasons why we are Peres Mapo? Sure. Stop the meal. Who do you remember the reason why you have to be Peres Mapo for Kiddush? Why do you have to cover the bread? Why don't you just stop the meal and make Kiddush? Why do you have to cover the bread?
Tekusha, Tal.
There's also, Shabbos.
Covered Shabbos and Busha, right? So Tal doesn't apply here, and covered Shabbos.
What's Tal?
That the bread was covered and Shabbos we got that permission. And the reason of bringing out for covered Shabbos doesn't apply. So therefore we could scrap the words of Peres Mapo, right? Because it doesn't apply. But there is still the other reason that when I'm making Avdolah, I'm going to be taking a cup of wine. In order to make the Avdolah. Mm-hmm. We're making a cup of wine in order to make the Avdolah. The bread that was eating was a isticha. Why are you doing on wine? I'm here. The bread's here. Why are you doing on wine?
You can't do kiddush on bread.
So you can't do on bread. You're right, you can't do on bread. And the bread will say, why can't you do on bread?
Any more than a normal meal, if I'm eating bread and I decide to have wine, I'd say borek brek often. I don't cover the bread on Tuesday.
No, that means the wine, that's chashav as bread. The bread doesn't pat up the wine, but here you've done one more. You're doing it on wine and not on bread.
I'd love to do it, but I can't.
So why can't you do it?
The rabbi said,
right, that means the rabbis are giving more cover to the wine more than the bread, right? So there is a bushel to the bread. And therefore, for that reason, there would be a reason of Peres Mapo. So that's a shaila, which is the reason. If you remember, bushel didn't come in the Rishonim. Did we see bushel in the Rashbam? Did we see bushel in Tosis? No?
No.
Didn't see any of that. So that's why the Bach says take out Peres Mapo.
It's not just a symbol of stopping to eat.
Why? Just stop and make Avdolah. Why do you have to...
You symbolizing to every man at the shulchan, stop eating.
Why'd I have to stop? Why'd I have to stop?
Why are you supposed to stop?
Because you have to make Abdallah. So make Abdallah.
No, just make it.
Right. So the reason why we posted Matba was because because of the Tal, or because of the Bush, all the different reasons.
You didn't say because
you
also
stop
eating?
No.
Pay attention.
No.
I thought so
you have to stop eating. Now they have to stop eating. You're right, there was a lot of tasters, like you're saying. I must admit, as Oshem tastes, I think, like you're saying, that the post mapper was in order to.
It's Kailu removing the. It's like moving the table away. It's a substitute for removing the table away.
So you pay attention to who's making
the table. It's over. Period.
Who said that?
Who shows
you? Shmuel.
No. Shmuel said you have to be praised by Makadosh, but why do you have to be praised by Makadosh? Is it because?
Because you're in the middle of the Suda. So yeah. You need to take it away, right? So just to cover it and make a heker.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the speaker.
Yeah, so the Rashbam, you're quite right. The Rashbam and the Kufa and the Aleph said two reasons why you're praised by Makadosh. One reason is the reason I just said. It's just like every Shabbos. Whenever you make kiddush, you have to cover the bread, so tonight you have to cover the bread. That means I don't have to break up the meal. I'm not allowed to eat. But that's all I need to do, so I don't need to break up the meal. And then the Rashbam afterwards says, Inamishim Siddiq Pitur, like you're saying. But I think if you're the maskal of the Rashbam, it's not like that.
Could you be an extension of the
weekday? I think if you're the maskal of the Rashbam, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, there's no din to break up a meal, right? And the maskana we held was the Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. So there's no din to break up a meal. The only din is to make kiddush, right? So Shmuel said you have to cover the bread in order to make kiddush. Making a very good point, but I think that's the feeling of maskana. That's how we should all come out. The Rashbam asked the kasha in two places. The Rashbam asked the kasha, how can Shmuel tell me that you have to make kiddush in the middle of a meal? Is the like your Rabbi Yossi, right? So Rashbam, remember, he said these words kolshkei. That Rabbi Yossi certainly agrees with what Shmuel was saying.
Mm-hmm.
One second, if Shmuel holds, you have to break up the meal. Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree to that. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold, you have to break up a meal. Rabbi Yossi might hold that certainly you can make kiddush early, but doesn't hold, you have to break up a meal. So Shmuel, when he says, "Praise Mappa Makadosh," is not because it's breaking up a meal. And the reason why you praise Mappa Makadosh is because when you make kiddush, you have to cover the bread. Why do you have to cover the bread when you make kiddush?
Because of all these things that they said.
For all the three reasons, right? So maybe that, well, do those apply with Abdullah? So two of them certainly don't. And maybe one of them does. Bush. So Mela, that's an in the Bach takes it out. For this reason, Bush was never mentioned, not in the Rashbam and Tosfos. So he took it out. And other people can I said maybe the Rashbam does hold of Bush. So it was inside it. Right, so. And to which they answered back, Kiddush coming in is kivas. Shabbos is kivas for kiddush, meaning that Shabbos coming in tells me now is Shabbos, meaning you mustn't eat. But Shabbos leaving doesn't say now is a weekday meal and you mustn't eat. Abdullah eino kivas. Says Rashbam, Abdullah Einu Kavas, you see where we are? About 8 lines up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 9 lines up. Abdullah Einu Kavas, to keep and Shehis, Shabbos, Yom, since you started Besuda Shabbos from the beginning of the day, Zeu Kvoit Shabbos, this is the covet of Shabbos. You should finish Shabbos. So it's not going to say that Shabbos is now going to be kuvea, that you finished your Shabbos meal. Forget. It's covered Shabbos to keep going. You should finish up your meal even after nightfall. After you finish your meal, you will then do Abdullah. So says the Gemara, there was a half a minute to say that Shabbos is kuvea, both at the beginning and the end. Torah says, no. Shabbos coming and tells me, hey, this is now a Shabbos meal. But Shabbos going out doesn't say, finish Shabbos meal. No, keep going. Shabbos should keep going as long as you can. Bani Meli says the Gemara, Bani Meli says the Gemara about 12 lines down. Bani Meli, Lenya Mifsek, Tele Mifsekinon. That what we said on Matzah Shabbos, you don't need to stop the meal. That's regarding to stopping the meal. Aleschuli, regarding beginning the meal, Loi Maschilin. You're not allowed to start a meal before Havdal. Or Mifsek Nami Loyam. And that what we said, you don't have to finish your meal, is only referring to Elab Achila, is only referring to Achila. Is if you're in a meal, in an eating meal, if you're in an eating meal, you don't need to stop. If you're just drinking, look, you have to stop. That's why, again, shalashud is here in the shul. Sometimes they have shalashud. The person doesn't want to wash for the shalashud. He's already eaten shalashud at home. He wants to take part in the festivities. So he'll have a drink, have snacks. Come shkia, you have to stop. Everyone else can continue eating because they're in the middle of a meal, bread meal. But you're not in the middle of a bread meal, you're having snacks.
There's no snacking.
There's no heta. That's true. It's not considered a stomach snack. But at the end of the day, it's not considered a bread meal either. Mm. And you're not in a meal. Not in a meal, therefore, very good point. Therefore, come shkia, it sounds like a bit counterintuitive, but come shkia, you have to stop. You can't.
So if you didn't wash, you have to stop.
Right.
Even if you're eating
mezonos
or anything.
Right. Right. Because not meal.
Unless you
cook,
then
you feel. If you washed before, if you washed on your mezonos, it would be. It's another kind of contradiction. We're saying on the one hand, it's Shabbos kaver, but you don't need to wash when you eat cake. Even if you eat a lot of cake, you do have to wash. If you have a little bit of cake, you don't. Mm-hmm. Why? Shabbos is kiva, it doesn't make it all right. We see that Shabbos is kiva regarding certain aspects, not ad kedei kach, but right. So halachic shailas be'ezrat Hashem after.
For the Gemara, it's considered shtia.
Right. Avishtia loy. Vishtia nami says the Rashba, says the Gemara. Shtia nami. Drinking is only referring to wine and beer, but water not. So Zev had a slip of his tongue just now, and Zev said that wine and beer you have to stop, but water not. Right? Look at the Rashbam. Vani mili. Yeah, can we do that one as well? Vani mili davdola inekuvas.
The low. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do this one. We'll do the first one first. Vani mili davdola inekuvas of sukis zedos. Havdola is not anything which determines that you have to end your meal. Avlaschuli, you can't determine, you can't start your meal. You can't start your meal. Vani meli says Rashbam. Vani meli deloy mifseki laachila. Vani meli deloy mifseki. You have to stop laachila for eating. Avishtiyo for drinking. Lavdov chashuv. It's not chashuv. For mifseki kumavdin. You have to stop and make a new avdol. Deloy amron. And that what we said. That what. But now moving on to the wine versus water.
They're going to stop water and can't drink wine in there.
V'lo yomon, says Rashbam. V'lo yomon, aschuli loy. That what we said, you can't start. That's referring to wine and beer. Elacham avashicho. Wine and beer. Ava maya lestombo. It doesn't matter, you can start drinking water after nightfall. You can start drinking water after nightfall.
That's what we learned, remember yesterday? That's
what was there. So Yossi asked the question here, and the Masha asks it. Masha asks this question, that why is the Rashbam talking about starting? Because he's been saying the same thing about finishing. If you're in the middle of the drinking wine, in the middle of drinking wine, or drinking beverages, or drinking Coca-Cola, comes shkia all night, you have to stop. But with water, you don't need to stop. You can keep going like you want to say just now. Why did the Rashbam jump back two stages and say, "Lo yomon ela laschuli"? Why do you say that? Rashal says,
How did he jump back?
Because we said two dinim. We've said a din that even though you don't have to stop your bread meal, but you can't start a bread meal. And even though you don't need to stop your bread meal, you do need to stop drinking wine. Mm-hmm. Now, water could be on any of those two points. Water could be going back on the point of, even though you don't have to stop your bread meal, but you can't start a bread meal, but you can start drinking water.
Which tells you you can continue wine.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or it could be going, not such a big chiddush, it could be going to say, if you were drinking wine, you have to stop drinking wine, but water you can continue drinking. One of those two chiddushim.
Water could be included in the suda? Then on the suda?
No, that means it. Which suda?
The first one.
The first one was telling me a suda you're not allowed to start.
Right.
But water you can. The second one was saying that wine you have to stop.
When it spoke on suda, it talked about maya?
No.
No, you could drink wine.
So we're comparing water to either the meal or to wine. Water is less, it's so not choshev, and therefore a choshev meal you can't start, but water you can.
So it doesn't matter that it's liquid and it's right next to this, it could go on the one before.
It could be going on the one before. Okay. Could be going on the one before.
If you're having a meal, you can continue to drink wine, no?
Yeah, if you're in the middle of the meal, but that's not the shadow.
It's only a drinking
session. You haven't
session.
Benched yet. Yeah. You're in the middle.
They're saying it's only a drinking session.
So Mashal's discussion.
Here you could drink your wine continuing best of
all. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lo yadano, says Mashal. Lo yadano, I don't know. Mi echichoy lefarish. You have it at the back of yours if you want. I don't know why the Rashbam was forced to explain it's going back on the high loyomon koya lefnei fonov. On the suit, on the two dinim beforehand. On
the
din.
Right.
One second. Schuli, but I have Suki to the phone of Gom. Why didn't you not say it's going on the exact one which you were just speaking about? Loidan, I don't know why. The Efsha says the Mansha Efsha, Loishaich, Avsuki b'maya. Maybe it doesn't make sense to say that you were busy drinking water, you don't need to stop. You can keep going. Avsuki is when you're somehow involved in something. So you can be involved in eating a meal, and we say you don't need to stop. You can be involved in drinking wine, and we say you do need to stop. You're not involved in drinking water. So it doesn't make sense to say, oh, if you're involved in drinking water, you don't need to stop. The word avsuki doesn't make sense by water. So if we're saying veloyomon, if we're saying, it's the first one on Kufi Yamadan. Mm-hmm. We're saying veloyomon, if we're saying veloyom, that what we said, that what? That you do need to stop. That's referring to wine, but doesn't refer to water. That what with water, you don't need to stop. Water, you don't stop. You're not involved in drinking water. It makes sense, Vechra. So Mamela makes more sense to say it's going back on the beginning and say, if you want to start drinking water, you're allowed to start drinking water. I mean, there were two dinim we said. One din was, are you allowed to start? Mm-hmm. Another din we said, do you have to stop? Mm-hmm. Right? So, are you allowed to start was said by bread, was said by wine, and we want to know if it was said by water. There's another din. Do you have to stop? Bread, you don't need to stop. But wine, you do need to stop. Perhaps it's said on water that you don't need to stop, right? The din, the Gemara saying, mime's different. Mime's different to the previous case.
It's not chosher.
So it's not chosher. That's why it's different. So bread, you don't need to stop. You're in the middle of a meal. Wine, you do need to stop. You're not in the middle of a meal. Water, maybe you don't need to stop because it's just not chosher bechlal. That's one possibility. Mm-hmm. Or bread, you're not allowed to start. Wine, you're not allowed to start. And water, maybe it's not chosher at all, so you don't need to. You are allowed to start. So we don't know where that's going on. Where's the water going on? Is it going on a big chiddush? You're allowed to start after nightfall, or only on the smaller chiddush that you don't need to stop. The Rashbam tells you on the bigger chiddush, it's going back all the way back, and saying you're allowed to start drinking water after nightfall. How did he know that? How did the Rashbam know it? Says Marshal, because it doesn't make sense to say that you don't need to stop drinking water. If you're in the middle and involved in drinking water, you don't need to stop. You're not involved in drinking water. You're just not involved in drinking water. doesn't mean, so it must be going back. If the Gemara is saying, Veloyamon must be going back on Naschuli, on starting to drink water. Starting to drink water, 1 second, please. Starting to drink water says, although you're not allowed to start to drink, to eat, and you're not allowed to start to drink wine, but you are allowed to start to drink water. And also it's apparent from Kopligid Ravuna, and this psak which we just said, that water you're allowed to drink, is arguing with Ravuna. Ravuna Chazilu Gabe, Ravuna saw this person to Shosa Maikid and Abdullah was bringing him water for $5. Amalei, Le Mr. Fimama Asker, you're not worried about Asker? Asker is some type of strangulation, some type of disease. If you drink water then, you get, if you drink before Abdullah, if you eat before Abdullah, you'll get punished with Askira. The Tono, Mishmeidu Abakiva, because there's a brace in the name of Abakiva, Kalatoyim Krum Kriden Shevdilu, anyone who drinks before Abdullah, Misosvi Askira, he will get punished with the terrible death of strangulation, of not being able to breathe. So Mamela, Rav Huna said, even drinking water before Havdalah is a problem. Mm. We don't hold like that. Mm-hmm. We hold it's okay to drink water before Havdalah. And like the Gemara carries on, the Be'ev Ashi, the Kop De Amaya, Be'ev Ashi was not particular about drinking water before Havdalah. We can drink water before Havdalah.
Says so,
1 second, one more Ashbam, and then I can take all the questions you like. Le Kop De Amaya, says Ashbam, Le Kop De Amaya, Kamei Havdalah. We're not particular about drinking water before Abdullah. Ava says, Rajbam, Kame Kiddusha, Kopti. Before Kiddush, you are makbid not to drink before Kiddush. Shum Kvoit Shabbos. Vachi Ilchasa, that's Alocha. There's a diuk. It says, this Gemara was said, that the Be'er Vachi, Le Kopti Amaya, we're talking about Abdullah. So Le Kopti Amaya before Abdullah. Mashma, that before Kiddush they were makbid. So Rajbam, because Shabbos is more covered, it's covered Shabbos. Hochi Yilchza, that's Halacha, Shomina Nami, we learn from here, Shema Yisoyedim B'Shabbos. If you're eating a meal, Ve'er Sheikh, and it got dark, what's going to be the Halacha, Zev? Somebody ate a meal, it got dark. What do you do, Havdalah or carry on the meal?
Carry on the meal.
Carry on the meal. You finish the meal, you do Abdullah, you do Zimon, benching, and then you do Abdullah. Rafi, what's your question?
I'm just thinking it's probably Lashon Ketzer. He says, Taim,
what is it? You can't taste anything.
Kol Taim, he just meant you can't, nothing should enter your mouth. He wasn't, water wouldn't have been, he would include water in that. You shouldn't taste anything. That means even water.
Means anything.
Water doesn't have a taste.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think you're just saying nothing should enter your mouth, right? Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva did say don't drink water, perhaps. The students of Rabbi Akiva.
The story was Rav Huna said to him that the din of Rabbi Akiva should apply even to water. We could argue that. We'll say no. Rabbi Akiva means only something which is taste. But Rav Huna understood that din of Rabbi Akiva applies even to water. We don't hold that. We hold Maisa that you are allowed to drink water before it.
I think when you spoke about Mizan Art on the show.
1 second, to the occurrence and the point I want to keep to what we're holding. One more Hisof on the Rishbam. Rishbam told us that it's going on the din of water is you're even allowed to start drinking water. So we asked, how do you know that? Maybe it just means you're allowed to continue drinking water. And Mahashal said, because you can't continue drinking water. You're not involved in water. Another reason why the Rashbam might have understood it, and it's not my vote, I saw this, is that the next two cases, which Gemara carried on about, which was Rav Huna and Rav Huna and Rav Ashi, both were talking about starting to drink water after night. So the whole Gemara is talking about starting to drink water. So that's why the Rashbam understood that the Gemara is talking about to start to drink water. Yeah, even the bigger chiddush. So Allah Almighty said that. Okay, what was your Aram Amazins?
question I had yesterday was on Sukkah. If during Shabbat and Sukkah, you normally can't eat a meal outside of the Sukkah. Right. I think the Rav answered the question that there is a level of, even though it's Shabbos and I walked out, no, because the Rav just said that mizanot, no, even that you should stop.
Right.
So it doesn't make it into a bread meal. You can't eat an apple outside of the Shabbat, not Sukkot. It would be having a meal outside the Sukkah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, even more than that, on Sukkahs you have to live like you would live during the year. And on Shabbos, I would have a snack outside my house. So on Sukkah, I can have a snack outside the Sukkah, even on Shabbos.
But even though it's on Aiken, I'm having a great
meal outside. On Shabbos, I would do that, I would have a picnic outside. Okay, let me just tell you what we have to do. We have to do Tesis, Kach, Kevasa, Kiddush, Tesis, the Vimasa, Hani, Mili, and the third one afterwards, Avol. And I guess also the last one, I've done all of them now, till the end of the Amud. But that's Tesis here on the Sugya. Going back to the point of when you have to stop and what they were trying to do, on Daf Chaf Aleph on a base in the Rif, there's the Rif, which I showed you where it was from yesterday, and the Ram Poik Chazi.
Chaf Aleph on a base on the Rif.
Till Yara Zalevi. And yours is Poik Chazi.
Okay.
Till about Barada Levi, where would that be? Till here. Till that place.
Okay.
Alright, from here to here. It's a different shot to the Rashbam. Okay, so the second one we're holding, just to back up what we've had in the Suga, we had Shittas from here.
Poi Chazi.
Poi go out.
Yes.
Chazi.
The Gemara, yeah.
Until here.
Till.
Till the new paragraph. Till here. Okay. Fantastic. We have homework.
Yes. But, that's run.
That's the run. That's okay. Run. You have to do the riff and the run.
Right.
Yes, Yossi, I'm all yours.
Someone's in the meal, and now they're just drinking. That's what we're talking about, that you have to stop?
No.
Even though they stop with the bread portion, like they're not eating the main meal, they're just drinking the dessert one?
No.
That's not what we're talking about. No. We're talking about when they're just having drinks.
They're sitting down to drink. That's what they're doing.
The reason why we're saying that not the meal is kosher enough and the chavos. Drinking is not the chavos.